With the recent changes on the U.S. Supreme Court, there is growing concern over the access to birth control. High Court is now weighing the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. Jillian Seely is interim CEO of Power to Decide, which has released a new survey on public concern on the future of birth control.
51% of respondents are concerned over the ability to afford or access their preferred method of contraception, considering the most recent changes in the Supreme Court. And when you look across, you know, Democrats, independents, and Republicans, Democrats are significantly more likely to be concerned than independents or Republicans, but it doesn't suggest that, you know, across the board, folks are not concerned about how to be able to afford and access their contraception, you know, healthcare in general, but also contraception. And I think that also, I think we also have to be mindful that with the pandemic, you know, those concerns are probably also exacerbated by what's happening as well.
In terms of the Affordable Care Act, which is being considered obviously by the Supreme Court at this point, how important do you think that act has been in terms of trying to guarantee birth control?
I think when we look at, you know, the Affordable Care Act, it has allowed people, again, the access and the affordability of health care generally, of which contraception and birth control is a pivotal piece of health care. And so, you know, when we talk about people feeling a little bit concerned and worrying about whether they will continue to have the accessibility and the affordability, those are not, you know, minor concerns. But I think what we can also say is that, you know, we are very poised and we work every day to make sure that people have access to and information about the full spectrum of reproductive health services, including contraception. And I think, you know, along with what's happening in the Supreme Court, I think we also need to put a pin in what the pandemic has done in terms of people thinking about their family formation. And in fact, people are delaying having children because of the health concerns and the economic concerns of the pandemic as well.
Do you think that there's been an impact on women getting or being able to get, for instance, or deciding to get, for instance, birth control, and the fact that the pandemic has certainly created a situation where people are not as inclined to go out and not as inclined to maybe even get medical help? I mean, has it been an impact at all? Do you know? Or
it has been an impact. I know, you know, very early on when we were sheltering in place and safer at home, you know, people were not able to do their face-to-face visits with their healthcare providers. And so we do know that contraception is time sensitive. And so we want to make sure that people could continue to do their birth control. And I think where we've seen some viable solutions is in terms of telehealth, where people have been able to, you know, talk to their healthcare providers and get a prescription, oftentimes delivered to their door, method delivered to their door, so that they can continue to have access to the health care that they need, in this case, contraception. So I think it has had an impact, but there are also some viable solutions that we have seen that helps people to continue their birth control.
Jillian Seely is interim CEO of Power to Decide on a new public opinion poll on birth control. This week marked the 8th year that celebrated Thanks Birth Control Day. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.